T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
919 on Total Information AM with Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. KMOX's Murrow Award-winning podcast, What the Media, returns with a new season. Podcast hosted by virtual consumer editor Megan Lynch, media literacy expert and author Julie Smith. We welcome both of you into the studio on KMOX. Hello, Megan.
Good morning.
And hello, Julie.
Hi, you guys.
It's great to talk to both of you. So for those who aren't familiar with the podcast, Megan, I'll start with you. What was the idea behind What the Media?
You know, I first interviewed Julie about, I think it was TikTok at that point. And we got to talking about some of the really fascinating things she does in her career and public speaking about media literacy and how very important it is with all the time that we spend with media, social media, news media, entertainment media, that we understand it better, that we're more savvy users of it. So that's the whole focus of the What the Media podcast.
Julie?
You know, it's been such a great experience to be able to share media literacy with more people beyond my classroom. And like Megan said, it's so important just to talk about the media because we spend so much time with it. So media literacy isn't anti-media at all. We're merely encouraging people to learn more about it, understand how it works, not only how we use the media, but how media use us. And we have had such a great time interviewing such really interesting people who actually create media products and learn about kind of how the sausage is made, for lack of a better term.
Ew, how the sausage is made. There's definitely a lot going into it all. So Twitter and Elon Musk are back in the news, and that is the first episode, Megan.
That's right. We reached out to Bloomberg and Kurt Wagner, who is actually writing a book about Twitter. He's got Jack Dorsey on tap for that. And he sat down with Julie and I just to talk about that deal. And also, you know, how is this going to change Twitter and tech deals in the future, you know, because of the very public way this has played out in social media. So really fascinating. It's up today. All the places where you get your favorite podcast, you can find the What the Media podcast on Twitter.
Julie, what are your thoughts on without giving away the episode? I've got to get your thoughts. I'm dying to know about Elon Musk and Twitter. What is going on here?
Well, you know what's so interesting is that only 2 out of 5 Americans are actually on Twitter, but Twitter is really influential because of the way that public figures, journalists, and politicians use it. So it has a lot more, I would say, a lot more clout as far as influencing public opinion than, say, Facebook or Instagram does. So the fact that Elon Musk would want to buy it, I think, in itself is interesting because he said that he wanted to create the real digital town square. And what's interesting is that a lot of people think that if he purchased Twitter, it would be like the death of free speech. But we do not have First Amendment privileges on those platforms. If most of us would read terms of service, we'd realize that we do not have we've actually given those platforms the ability to delete our accounts anytime that they want to. So we really don't have First Amendment privileges on those platforms like a lot of people think we do.
And Julie and Megan, that's the episode that's up now. But what other topics are you going to tackle with this new season?
Well, I'll let Julie tackle the two others that we've got in the can and ready to go because they were guests that she knew and she found. So, Julie, you found a couple of great ladies for us to talk to.
Oh, my gosh. They were so fun to talk to. Megan and I said we could have talked to them all day. But, you know, a 12-hour podcast really probably wouldn't be very effective. We spoke with a woman who researches how people use social media platforms to process their grief and what that means for grieving, what that means with how we interact with people who are grieving online, all the different ways that people grieve and how the platforms respond to that, especially when someone we love passes on, which I thought was really interesting. We also reached out to a friend of mine who is a wonderful, excellent therapist, and she gave us the skinny on all of the quote-unquote counseling apps that are out there and the bugs and features of them. And that was a really interesting conversation, too, because I think a lot of these counseling apps present themselves as a magic bullet. You know, if you are dealing with issues, just download this app and enter your credit card number and everything will be fine. But she kind of helped us, again, understand all the things we need to think about with those apps, especially like HIPAA violations, things like that. So that was a really interesting conversation, and those will be coming in the next couple of weeks, I think.
That's right. And we're working on a whole new list. We're trying to hit the studios about once a month. Julie has a pretty busy
schedule.
Yeah. So, but we're trying to include more voices in this season. I think it's so fascinating to talk to people that are out there doing really unique things or studying the media in different ways. So, you know, some of the things we want to talk about, I want to talk about the hookup apps that so many young people use. That's one that's on our radar, as well as the future of relationships because of the way we all use social media nowadays.
I would, that's probably a dark conversation because I feel like we are not nice to one another, and maybe I need to get off social media and then go face to face with people, because if you're on social media, it seems like we don't like each other.
Yet at the same time, sometimes we use it to connect with people we haven't talked to in years.
For sure. I found cousins. Exactly. And yeah, Julie.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's what's so interesting. There's so much research coming out now about the connection between our media use and our mental health and depression and anxiety. And, you know, like you said, Carol, so much of the conversation about social media is so negative, right? Mm-hmm. That we're all mean to each other and it's polarizing us. Yet at the same time, there's research saying that the college students today really enjoy that because they can connect with people, they can share their creativity, they can receive a lot of support from people that they might not be in personal contact with. So it's very easy to be kind of doom and gloom about it, but at least the younger people are really optimistic. And I think maybe we can learn a little from that. It's a tool. Like anything else, it depends on how it's used.
I will say, Tom, that I said to my son, 26-year-old, call her. I just said, call her. Right? Talking about a girl. I said, call her. And he said, Mom, we don't call. So they do meet and talk and chat on social media. Relationships are being developed and blossomed via social media. So I guess I was 100 years old when I said, give her a call.
So that tells me we've got a good topic.
Yes.
Got a really good topic on your hands. And Julie just nailed it. It's not about the device or the apps themselves. It's about the people and how they're using them and distributing them and all that and consuming them. Megan, where can we find the podcast?
You can find the podcast a lot of places. KMOX.com. It's on our podcast page. For What the Media, Spotify carrying it, of course, the Odyssey app. It's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, so wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Award-winning.
Excellent. And, of course, right here on Total Information AM, we'll have you on quite a bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.